Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather across Israel is pleasantly warm. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa has a gentle breeze. Keep an eye out for the sun if you're outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Pentagon lists four U.S. troops killed during Iran's ceasefire as separate casualties from Epic Fury, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, a new survey highlights internal conflict and a nuclear Iran as top threats to Israel, Ynet reported earlier today. Also this hour, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will travel to Washington to meet with President Trump and attend a funeral, I-24 News shared earlier today. Separately, the Israeli cabinet has given initial approval for an international force in Gaza, as reported by the Times of Israel just in. And finally, in Israel's scorching summer, schools are out and surfers take to the waves, but fears of war are resurfacing after Iran's recent actions, according to JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Palestinian Media Watch, a group monitoring Palestinian media, posted earlier today about ongoing violence backed by the Palestinian Authority, questioning the effectiveness of the Oslo Accords. I24N, EWS English, reported that the IDF intercepted two drones near the Israel-Jordan border. The origin of these drones is still under review. Al Arabiya English shared that Iran's foreign ministry spokesman stated the situation in the Strait of Hormuz remains unchanged, with ongoing talks between Iran and Oman being positive. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Pentagon's announcement, the Jerusalem Post reports that four U.S. troops were recently classified as overseas operations casualties during a ceasefire with Iran. This designation separates them from other casualties in the Epic Fury operation. The move underscores the ongoing complexities and risks of U.S. military engagements in the region. Turning to Israel's security concerns, Ynet highlights a survey presented at the National Security Conference revealing that Israelis see internal violence and a potential nuclear Iran as the top threats. This marks a shift in focus from purely external threats to domestic stability, indicating a broader spectrum of security challenges. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington aims to address pending bilateral issues with President Trump. This visit occurs amid heightened tensions in the region and underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel relations. The inclusion of attending a funeral also adds a personal note to the diplomatic trip. In a related development, the Times of Israel notes the Israeli cabinet's preliminary approval for an international force in Gaza. The framework will allow troops to enter and operate in humanitarian zones only with top-level approval. This could be a significant step in stabilizing the region, providing international oversight. Finally, JTA reflects on Israel's current summer atmosphere, with schools closed and beaches busy, yet underlying concerns about potential conflict remain. Recent Iranian actions have raised fears that hostilities might soon impact Israel directly. This juxtaposition of normalcy and anxiety highlights the precarious nature of living under the threat of war. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that defense tech startup Anduril is aiming for a $10 billion valuation in new funding talks, marking a significant rise from its recent $61 billion valuation. This indicates growing investor confidence in defense technologies amid regional conflicts. Separately, Walla Business announces that autonomous drones will soon operate in the Ashdod port area. This pilot project by the Israel Ports Company aims to enhance operational efficiency without human intervention, showcasing Israel's push toward advanced technology in logistics. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Fortissimo, an Israeli investment fund, is in talks to acquire Regus Israel from Blackstone for $400 million. This acquisition could expand Fortissimo's footprint in inventory management solutions across multiple countries. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.